Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm going to read two sections of Scripture. The first is in Matthew 26. But Jesus said to him, "Put away your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you not think that I can pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then can the Scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus or this way?" I mean, one of the things I think that we fail to see in Scripture is that, you know, God always formulates the plan. Jesus always executes the plan, and the Holy Spirit reveals the plan or is the power in the plan. When God sent Jesus to bring the gospel, bring the plan of the gospel to the earth, Jesus had to do it of his own free will. He had to buy in with his free will. It had to be by faith. He had to believe God that he would, you know, when he lived this life and then gave his life up, he commended his spirit into God's hand. He had to believe that God was there to save him, to pull him out of hell and to deliver him. And so he could have called for angels anytime during his passion, when they were beating him and scourging him and spitting on him and ridiculing him. He could have said, "Father, I tap out. I give up." You know, in Philippians chapter 2, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation." Look at the free will language. "He made himself of no reputation. He took on the form of a bondservant." He did both of those himself. He bought into both of those himself. "Coming in the likeness of man and being found in appearance as a man, he," Jesus, "humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So when you look at the sacrifice of Jesus, he walked into it. He walked into it with his eyes open. When he had to live here on earth, you know, leaving the right hand of God as the Son of God, coming down to earth and living on earth as a man, he had to humble himself. He became a servant to the people he created. He walked into death willingly and accepted death willingly, knowing he could deliver himself. And so the Bible tells us that he was obedient to the Father, even to the point of death. You know, so when we look at what we have to walk through, I mean, God is really calling us to have the same level of commitment that Jesus had. You know, he's looking for us to have that level of commitment where we deny our life here. We deny the comfort of the world system, the things in the world. We pick up the cross, which is a sacrifice. You know, when someone was looking at Jesus on the cross, unless they had some spiritual knowledge, they thought he was a loser. They thought he was, that's too bad. Yet in that weakness, he was fulfilling God's plan to bring us righteousness, to bring us holiness, to bring us into the family of God. You know, so we need to change our thinking, and we need to understand that lots of times we're called into trouble. We're called to walk into the fire. We're called to walk into the water. But God is there, and more importantly, it brings eternal blessings. It blesses others' lives, and it blesses our life eternally. So God bless you. Thanks for watching this message today. You know, I love these 5 minute fresh starts to get our day going. I wish they could be a little bit longer. Anyway, please share, follow, and like this. And please pray about becoming a partner. We need you. We need, you know, $25 or more a month to help us, become one of those pillars in our ministry that holds us up, that allows us to do all the things that we do here. So God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.